I am your host, Shannon McKinstry. Welcome to Good Content, the podcast where I remove the never-ending content creation guesswork and overwhelm so that you can actually enjoy being on social media again and growing your business with what has always worked, good content. Hi, friend. Welcome to another episode of Good Content with Shannon McKinstry. I still can't believe all of this is happening. Obviously, still haven't done anything with the podcast. I promise I will. The fact this is up and running is good enough for me right now. I'm so excited. I hope you're loving it. Today, I want to talk about, now that we are in full-on spring mode of 2024, what a lot of people are coming to me asking is, Shannon, how do I get my content to more followers? When you look at your insights on your reels, et cetera, a lot of people are seeing that their content is mainly going to their current following, but not to non-followers. That number is a little low. Maybe that isn't the case for you, but for the majority of people I talk to, non-follower reach seems to be drastically down. This stuff is always changing. But what I see from when I look at my insights and I look at reels that are going to the most non-followers of mine, which is leading to my content getting in front of new eyeballs, which is then leading to new followers of my ideal people. Remember, we don't want our stuff going out to people who don't need us or don't want to follow us, right? We want to get to our target market. So the way you get to non-followers, when I look at my content and it's like my non-followers are off the chain, that is the content that has the most shares. Okay. So what you need to focus on right now, if you are trying to get your content to more non-followers and in front of people who aren't following you yet that you want to hit follow, you need to create shareable content. And that is, again, the million-dollar question, the open-ended, right? Because every audience is different. What I want to share with others isn't the same thing my husband's going to share with others, right? He's not over there sharing Bravo memes with his buddies. That's what I'm sharing with my friends, right? So what you need to do is figure out what kind of content your people want to share and what in your industry is getting shared the most. But without, you know, the purpose isn't to have you listen to this episode and have to do hours of market research. You do need to still do your own market research, but I'm going to help you cut that in half a bit, okay? So again, when you think of non-followers and shareable content, I want you to think of the three S's. And yes, shareable will be one, but hold on. The two S's before shareable are incredibly important. Are you ready? S number one, simple. S number two, specific. And then S number three is shareable. All of my clients, we start with one simple idea or tip. Whether it's a simple reminder, right? It's not that deep, right? You just need to help someone tiny bit. You just need to make them laugh and or you need to make them feel seen. It doesn't have to be anything wild. Keep it simple. So what's one simple idea or one simple tip or one simple story that you can tell, okay? Number two, how do we make it specific? And I know I say this a lot. I don't want you to confuse specific with me saying, you now have to go through this rebrand and get really specific on one tiny segment. Now, do you need a niche down, you know, in some way, shape, or form? Yeah. But what I'm saying is specific, meaning the wording, right? Taylor Swift's a great example of this. I'm wearing her sweatshirt right now. So just on the top of my head, she doesn't just say, you know, oh, I fell in love with this boy. She fell in love with a boy with certain kind of hair in the summer of whatever on the beaches of blank, right? It's like you can feel what that love story feels like. Obviously, we're not all here selling love stories, but you know what I'm saying? And I actually had someone send me her reel going, hey, I used your hook. Any advice? And it said something like, one of the hooks I'd said was put on screen and make it reflect what's on the screen and say, the person who sent you this wants to blah, 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 blah with you. The ones that do well with this are specific. They're things like the person who sent you this, let's say you're a blogger who specializes in thrifting. Yours would say, the person who sent you this wants to spend an afternoon thrifting, going to local coffee shops and ending it with blank. What is that thing you love, right? If it was me, for example, I would say, because obviously I love to help people create content and I know my people are following me because they want to create good content, better content, and they're looking for people to help them create better content. Why are people following me? That's one of the many reasons why I hope. So mine would say, the person who sent you this, and the video would probably be of me shooting B-roll or me in a coffee shop, in a cute, cute, aesthetically pleasing coffee shop. And it would say, the person who sent you this wants to go to a cute local coffee shop and shoot B-roll together so it feels less awkward. I could have said shoot B-roll together and ended it there. But no, why do they want to go with someone to shoot B-roll at a coffee shop? Because it feels awkward AF to do it by yourself. Do you see why I got specific? I could have said the person who sent you this wants to create content together. That's boring. That's not specific. Now, again, going back to the girl that sent me her reel, she said, the person who sent you this wants to go on an adventure together. And it was a really cute video, like a dog in a kayak. So cute. Her whole account is about hiking adventures. So she's on the right track. But I said, but what kind of adventure? They're getting a cabin in the woods. Are you doing kayaking? And what is it? So I suggested the person wants to go on a dog-friendly hike, grab craft beers, and sit by the fire. I don't know, right? Like, as you can tell, I'm not an outdoorsy person. So I don't know exactly what would go in those blanks. I'm not their target market, but I want to help them get there. So if she was my client, I would have really pulled it out of them. Like, what does an ideal day look like where they can throw everything away, all responsibilities? Or again, if it's something business related, what does that dream day look like? So when I say specific, that's what I mean. So simple. Do you know how simple that is? That was video already on her camera roll. Because the second I put the hook out, she did it. So she already had it. A super simple message. And that's going to get shares because guess what? All these people that are obsessed with hiking and s'mores or whatever the heck she said, and kayaking, it's going to get shares. Now, what I see with that type of hook a lot of times, guys, depending on if this works for you, is a lot of travel, right? The person who sent you this wants to go to Italy with you and sip Aperol spritzes while looking at blank. Do you see what I mean? It's specific. So again, simple, so simple. Is it specific? Yes. And those two together create shareable content. If you want to create shareable content with something so simple you can share with your audience, a tip, a hack, an idea, a perspective, a reminder, a pep talk, something funny, a funny story about your kid or your pet or whatever it was, make it specific, add in specific wording, and then it's shareable. And you will get so many shares, right? Now, I'm not going to say it's going to happen from the jump, but all the people, especially in my Rails lab, when they get really specific, keep it simple AF, their shares go through the roof. And that's where they get those quadruple followings, where they build that. Because I help people quadruple their following all the time. And it's so exciting. And it's because that content gets shared like crazy. So if you want your content to get to non-followers, that's it. Shareable. So think of other things that are shareable, right? Think about the group chat. What are people sharing in your group chat? Now, if your group chat is like mine and my girlfriend's from back home, probably inappropriate jokes that are really, really silly. And my friends and I have like the dumbest sense of humor. And it's probably also cool places you guys want to go. Like, hey guys, what about this place? We should go check this out. This restaurant just opened. Who's down for Marg's? People love to share. And the other thing I'll share with Ryan, my husband all the time, is like cool Amazon finds. Like literally today, I saw a reel about a really dope, like Amazon, it's from Amazon. Of course, the word Amazon was on there specific. It's not just saying this cooler. It's like this cooler from Amazon. And it looks like a side table and it sits out on your deck and it's a freaking cooler. Now, Ryan and I entertain a lot. So I immediately stopped and was like, hey, double whammy, we need a little table. We just got new patio furniture and we'll be outside all summer having cocktails and poppies, right? So I sent it to him. I shared that with him. People love to share things they want to buy, places they want to go. Cool hacks. So the other one that I find I get a lot of shares on are obviously my digestible bite-size easy tips. The one I just got a ton of shares on recently was the hack for if you can't access all the audio on Reels. This is the hack that allows you to get all the music on Instagram. Because what happens is, little side note, if you have a business account, professional one, if your business category is anything other than entrepreneur or personal blog, they sometimes remove all the music. So you just need to go in there, change your business category to mine is personal blog. And then you just toggle over, take the display off. It's totally fine. It's totally legal. Do not worry. The whole thing is like, I couldn't make a reel for my business where the song is the main product type thing. Trust me, you're okay. And you can obviously look deeper into those rules, but that's it. That's a little hack for you. So I shared that on Instagram recently and it got a ton of shares because guess what? I'm sure everyone knows someone that's like, oh, I don't get any real... Right. And they want to help each other out. We want to help each other out. Oh, you see a cool tip or a hack that will save someone's time prepping lunch for their toddler? I'm sending it to my friends with toddlers. Or a cool new find at Costco. I'm going to send it to my friends that I know are obsessed with Costco. I mean, just look at Facebook. Someone on Facebook right now is going, hey guys, I'm looking for a sofa. Or hey guys, I'm looking for a realtor. Any suggestions? And the comments are flooded. Do you know why? Because we want to be the hero. Right. So when you share a piece of content, you feel like the hero. You're like one. And it's like, oh, I just made the group chat laugh. Ha ha ha. Yes. Right. It's like a little, I guess, a dopamine hit. I don't even know. Or it's something they're like, oh my gosh, that's so helpful. Thank you. Oh, that recipe was awesome. Thank you. Or again, the last thing, the empathetic reminder. You guys hear me talk about it all the time, the three H's, right? Or the four H's, but let's stick with the three right now. Heard. Is it empathetic? Does it make them feel seen, et cetera? humor, helpful. If you can get one of those, and all three of those are shareable, but you have to be specific in the wording and keep it so simple. All right, that's it for today. Take these and run with them. I know it feels like a lot, but it's not. This is the secret to it. This is the secret. Get specific, keep it simple, and get those shares. Until next time, my friend, thanks for listening. You are the best. Talk to you soon.